Okay, good morning, Masechet Chulin Daf Pei Hei, and we're starting off this year at the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Bet. So the Gemara went back and brought a quote here, where we had the Braita of Rabbi Yossi says that a koi isn't Yon Shecht on Yontif, and then we had a couple of attempts to disprove him, right? And he brought a Kal Vachomer, and the first attempt was Amrulo Tkiat Shofar Begvurim Tochiach. The Gemara picks up over there. Amrulo Tkiat Shofar Begvurim Tochiach. What's going on over here? But if you say that a koi doesn't doche Yontif because you're Kal Vachomer, so we said, look, a Tkiat Shofar we saw there, which is blown in the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbos, will prove that it's different because here in the Gvulin, outside the Beit HaMikdash, we say like this, She'ein Vada'a Doche Shabbos, even a Vada'i, and we're not sure exactly at the moment, the Gemara is trying to understand what is Vada'i and Safek mean over here. But if there's definitely a mitzvah, definitely a chiyuv to blow, so even in the Gvulin, it doesn't Doche Shabbos. But nonetheless, a Sveika does Docha Yom Tov. A sveik, if there's a safek, we still do doche yom tov. Now the Gemara says, what does it mean, sveika? When you say a sveika, ilay me safek chol safek yom tov, are you going to tell me that maybe the safek is it might be yom tov, it might be chol? Is that the case? That can't be, why? Because hashta vada yom tov dachia, safek yom tov chol mi bayi. We know that if yom tov, remember the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, right? So we know that one of the days that certainly Yontif, you blow shofar. So if it's a safek Yontif, safek chol, then there's less of a problem to blow shofar, right? Because mitzad din that it's Yontif, we know that if it's definitely Yontif, we blow shofar. And if it's chol, then who cares? So it's not a problem if it's a safek chol, safek Yontif. That can't be the safek, you with me? Mm. That can't be the safek. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ele safek ish safek isha, which we already saw Rashi telling us earlier on. We had the androgynous and the tumtum. Rashi brought this Gemara. So really, what is the safek we're speaking about with blowing shofar? Safek is the person hearing shofar who we're blowing for, or maybe the person blowing himself, but it's the mitzvah he has to hear the shofar. So the person that we're blowing for, is he a man or a woman? That's the safek, right? And then, so look at Rashi. Ele safek ish v'doche yom tov gamor. And we see over here that there's no problem. That a safek, a woman or a man, if it's an androgynous or a tumtum, we blow shofar. Right? So that's what we're saying over here. That maybe tkiat shofar begurim tochiach. Because if it's a vadai Shabbos, we aren't doche. But if it's a safek person who's chayv in the mitzvah, we are doche. So therefore, we could say the same thing could apply to the koi. That on Shabbos, it wouldn't doche. But on Yontif, it would doche. With me? That could disprove Rabbi Yossi's Kal Vachomer. Now, the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi the Tame. Rabbi Yossi isn't so as you say in Hebrew today, Lo Mitragesh, right? Look at Rashi here. Rashi says Rabbi Yossi the Lo Chashiv Leha Pircha. He doesn't consider this a pircha. This is not a refutation of his Kal Vachomer. Why? Look at Rashi. Mishum the Azle Tame. Because he's got his own opinion over here and he's consistent. What did he say? Da filu isha vada'it tak'a. According to Rabbi Yossi, a woman can blow shofar on Yontif or get a mitzvah here shofar on Yontif is doche Yontif for a woman. Right? Now, you might think, well, why shouldn't she be? So then the answer would be halara. Right, because a woman is not chayiv in mitzvot asay shazman grama. Blowing shofar is a mitzvot asay shazman grama. And therefore, if she isn't chayiv in the mitzvah, so then maybe we can't be mechalel yontif for her. Now, just by the way, you know that the difference in halachic approach to mitzvahs which are a shut for Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Sfardim women, for example, wouldn't make a brocha on shofar. They don't make brochas if it's a mitzvah to shut. They only make a brocha when it's mitzvah Chovah. Where Ashkenazim, woman, or a Safek, even if they're a mitzvah of a shut, you make a brocha. So, for example, Lulav. Ashkenazi woman make a brocha on Lulav. Sephardi woman make a brocha on Lulav. So there is a difference between Rishut and Chovah. So, therefore, we could say that. So, now, to Tanya. And this is quite interesting because this Gemara via comes from Chagiga, right? The Tanya, B'nai Yisrael Somchin, V'lo B'not Yisrael Somchot. They know that the Smicha is like the parallel in our lives to an aliyah in the Torah. You know that, like smicha is like what they said. The whole idea of women having an aliyah, etc. You'll find a lot of the places argue this is one of the makorot for arguing why women can have aliyahs, right? Because in the banana can have, why women can have. People who argue that women should be able to have an aliyah to the Torah, there's an issue of mentioning Birkat Hashem, whatever the case of it, how you do it. One of the arguments that they use is this Gemara over here, that of smicha. Smicha is, you know smicha, we've seen before, right? But you need to make a korban. It's an important part of the korban. As a rule, men did smicha, not women did smicha in the Beit HaMikdash. But here comes a baraita which says, B'nei shel somchim v'lo b'not yishel somchot, that's Tana Kama. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon omrim, nashim somchot reshut. So this is Rabbi Yossi. We see Rabbi Yossi is consistent over here, that even though it's only a reshut, women can do it. Right, so the Gemara is learning from here that just like the woman can do it here, even though it's only a reshut, so the woman can blow shofar, even if it's only a reshut and not a chovah. And therefore, the same din would apply to me. And that's the idea behind this Gemara. Look at Rashi over here. Somchot, this is finished for the previous Rashi. So that's therefore, vaday kaka, afagav lo mechayva, Rashi says. Aval bekisui, when it comes to covering the dam, so that is why women can be mechalel, can doche yontif. And that's the whole idea of kiat shofar. That's why Rabbi Yossi will tell us that your comparison of shofar to kisui is not a comparison. It's not a dechir here of the kavachomet. The ilu yadinan de behemehi be yom tov, right? Had we known for sure that this koi is a behema, right? Then asul chasot. You definitely wouldn't mechase was a behema. So koi misafek lo mechalna le yom tov. Right, so that is Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, he says, not a comparison. Women can blow. Women has no problem. But a behemoth, we wouldn't. In other words, this is good proof that no one will tell you that a woman is a behemoth, right? Okay. So that's a Rav Tzadok comment. All right. Michael's pointing to the microphone. I love him. We remember that something. Okay. So, okay. So, chot reshut, right? So now, somchot reshut, look at Rashi, af agav de lo mechaybe, velo aminan avoda, velo aminan avoda ovedet bekotchim, vachinami, lo aminan mechalelet yom tovi. Okay, so therefore, whether reshut, etc., it's all fine, but they come and cut off. Okay. So I'm Rabina. Ulamai de kami rabanan. So now, that was the first, we brought it, the pirkha, remember there were two pirkhas here. We had the first pirkha was the attempt over here, where it said, on Amru lo tekiat shofar begvulim. And then we had, the next one was, no. Amru avine, v'lamadak amru rabbanan, nami itlei pircha. He says that even if you want to quote that over there, then there would be a pircha to that of the shofar, right? Because Chachamim say that a woman can't blow shofar, and Rabbi Yossi is the one who says they can blow shofar. So even to the side of the argument of Rabbanan, who say that a woman can't blow shofar, it's still not a pircha. Look at Rashi, yeah? But amai dekam Rabbanan nami, te'isha asuralit koa, v'tumtum desafek hu doche. Remember, because we saw over here that this kavachomer that the Chachamim wanted to try and mafrich, with the argument of the shofar, works the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the woman can blow. So therefore, if it's the suffix man or something, we don't care because a man can blow shofar, a woman can blow shofar, or a man's mechuyev, a woman can hear the mitzvah of shofar. So if it's a suffix, we don't care because either the suffix man not a problem, suffix woman is not a problem, right? So that pircha doesn't work. That only applies to Rabbi Yossi, who says that a woman is tokat. But Chachamim in that machlokes that women aren't tokat, so now the pircha would work. With me, everybody clear? Right, maybe now there is a pircha there as far as it's concerned. So there's still the malet kiat shofar, shekein vada'a docha shabbat b'migdash. So you can't compare them all. They're different discussion altogether. Why? Because the shofar, malet kiat shofar, shekein vada'a docha shabbat b'migdash, with regards to a shofar, there is a place where even on Shabbos it's doche. Tomar b'kisui deleite klal. When it comes to kisui, there's nowhere in the world where kisui is doche Shabbos, right? In other words, doesn't have this whole comparison doesn't even begin to apply? Does that make sense? Right, I think it makes sense. Right. Okay, now the next that was the first attempt at the dechia. The next attempt was We had a Yeshiva Rabbi Elazar Akapa Beribit Tshuva. Ma'ale Mila Shechenu Heget Berile B'Yom Tov Tomar B'Kisho Shoyen Berile B'Yom Tov. Okay, so now on that case over there, Yeshiva Rabbi Elazar Ma'ale Mila Shechen Eina Noheget Berile B'Yamim Tovim. So now the Gemara asks on that quote over there, what does it mean She'Eina Noheget Berile Yamim Tovim? So the Gemara says what? Belele yamim tovim hu delo nahaga b'shar lele nahaga. What do you mean? Isn't noheg on leil yom tov? What on any night is it noheg? Right. That's the question. Trying to understand that over there. Look at Rashi. Yeah. Bitmiya. Right. So the question. Elamal mila. So what do we want to explain? It's like this. Elamal mila shechein eina noheget belelot kebeyamim. It was as a rule, not el yom tov or yom tov. It nearly doesn't apply. Not only applies in the day. Tomar bekisui shenoheg belelot kebayamim. Right? Are you going to compare mila to kisui? Kisui applies day and night. Mila doesn't apply at night; only applies during the day. Right? So therefore, you can't bring me a pircha from mila because there's an extra factor here which is not relevant. Therefore, there aren't parallels. Okay, so it ends off by basically summing it all up. And this Rabbi Chia spoke about is in a tshuva. So we basically took out a few of the issues of that writer and we analyzed them. I think it's pretty clear. Okay, new Mishnah. Hashochet v'nimtzei treifa. So now, remember, these are all, we're speaking about a chaya or a off, which would need kisui. And now, we had a case where you've got a couple of actions there and it turns out the shchita is not re'uya. Okay, so the question is, if it's chita not ru'uya, is it shmei shchita not shmei shchita? If it's lo shmei shchita, we have to do kisui. If it is shmei shchita, we do have to do kisui. Right? That's really what's behind this Mishnavia. So hashochet v'nimtzei treifa, v'hashochet l'avodat kochavim. So all of these cases are problematic cases. V'hashochet l'chulin bifnim. Right? And you shochet, so we saw in the very, very first Mishnah of this whole concept here, that chulin bifnim is asur. And kochim bachutz. Or chayev of haniskalim. Okay, so Rashi says over here, chayev of haniskalim, kagonche nirbe'u v'nigmar din v'shachta. It's already after the din. So they've been sentenced to death, these animals. And asur to get hana'ah from them, right? We saw this before as well. Rabbi Meir mechayev, in all these cases, Rabbi Meir says, chayev kisui. V'chachamim potrim. And chachamim say that you are patur. Wa chachamim l'chachamim, Rashi. The shchita she'ein ra'uya lo shma shchita. It's not considered shchita. V'af agav de bekisui, when it comes to kisui, shvicha kativa, it says shofech and not shecht. Right? Just says shofech. Afilu hachi asher yachel kativ. Nonetheless, it says it still has to be eaten. So that's going to be the machlok that's going to bring that pasuk. The pasuk there says, there's actually one of the psukim here on our amud. Here we are. It's the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Zayin pasuk Yud Gimel. V'ish ish b'bnei Yisrael u'minagir agar b'tocham asher yatzu tzeit chaya or off. We've seen this pasuk plenty times before, right? Asher ye achel, which is to be eaten. In other words, it's a shchita which is matir the basa, right? Which is edible. If it's not an edible shchita, then maybe the shchita is in a shchita. Okay, that's what Chachamim put here.
How do you do?
How do you do it? According to Chachamim, you don't have to do it, you patur. Kodri Mary says you have to. What's the problem? It's not a kodshim on the Mizbayach, where our whole problem with the Mizbayach was you mosif. You put a bit of sand down, you cover it, there's no problem, because it's not kodshim. The problem is with a korban, that you can't do a korban on the Mizbayach by changing the measurements on the Mizbayach. We saw that there was David. He has chulin, so it's not a kodshim. So it wouldn't be a problem, right? So that was the first category. Then hashochet v'nitnabla beyado. We've seen this before, right? The Gemara on daf yudzayin, daf kafzayin. We saw this before. If you do shchita, and now as a result of your shchita, remember that whole list of all the things you make the shchita treifa, right? Remember we had all the chaludah and all those sorts of stories, right? If you made it to nevela or hanocher v'hamaker, there's no rashi, but nocher u'maker is basically just killing it without shchita. Patur milachasot. There's no machlok. Everybody agrees that if it became an avela, so you would have to do it. And if it was just a killing, you wouldn't have to do it. So any time that you have to do kisui, is when it's a shchita. The question is shchitu shirawi or not shchitu rawi? That's machlok Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. So now Amar Rabbi Achiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ra'a Rabbi Dvarav Shabbi Meir Botov et Beno Ushnao Belashon Chachamim Rabbi Shimon b'kisui hadam b'shnao b'lashon chachamim. What's he saying? That's quite amazing. This, that's actually unbelievable. Look at this Rashi. Yeah, Ra'a Rabbi d'vash Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said otov et beno de shchita she'ene reuya shma shchita lechayvo u'shnao b'lashon chachamim. If you go to our Mishnah, on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Bet, look at the Mishnah there on Pei Aleph Amud Bet. It says there, Hashochet v'nimtza treifa, Hashochet lavod azara, v'hashochet parat chatat, v'shor aniska, v'glarufa, Rabbi Shimon poter. In all those cases, Rabbi Shimon says, you patur, v'chachamim mechayavin. Now who's the chachamim there? According to Rabbi Yochanan, chachamim is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi says Chachamim. Why does he say Chachamim? Because the klal is Rabbim neged Yachid halacha k'rabim. So when you say Chachamim, you're actually learning it as a Rabbim. So the halacha automatically becomes like the Rabbim. When in reality, it's actually Meir neged Rabbi Shimon. I suppose that's poetic license, so to speak, that Rabbi was allowed. Right? So that is with regards to Otov et beno. So in a case like that, you chayev otov et beno, even though all these shchitas are shchitas she'en eruya. You with me? None of them are good shchitas, but nonetheless, the mitzvah of otov et beno, you over on that mitzvah. And on the other side of the spectrum, he balanced things out. He says, Rabbi Shimon b'kisu adam v'shnao b'lashon chachamim. So here in our Mishnah, what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? The Tanah here says, Rabbi Meir Mechai v'chachamim potrim. Who's the chachamim here?
Rabbi Shimon.
It's also a Da'at Yachid. And he learned it as a rabbi. So my time with Rabbi Meir, so I want to understand, with regards to Botob Beno, on that Mishnah over there on Pei Aleph, what's Rabbi Meir's Sfarah? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Gamar Shchita Shchita Mishchutei Chutz. He's got a Gzer Shabbat here. The first passage or say otovet beno lo tishchetu biyom echad, where it says on otovet beno down the word shachat, and ishish veit yisrael asher yishchat shoro kesev oez b'machane or asher yishchat b'chutz b'machane. So too with regards to shchut echutz, right? The it says there shchut ma hatam shchita she'en reuya shma shchita avhacha there with regards to ish veit yisrael asher yishchat shoro kesev oez b'machane or asher yishchat b'chutz b'machane it's en reuya. Because you aren't going to shechter outside, but nonetheless it's called shechita. Avhacha nami shechita she'en ruya shma shechita. The Torah calls it shechita, even though it's not ruya to be eaten. Therefore, shechita with regard to beno would apply. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, my time. So why does Rabbi Shimon say that you don't have to, it doesn't apply out of it beno? What's his reason? I'm Rabbi Mani, Bar Patish, Gamar mitvoach tavach vahachen. That's the next passage there. Vaya Yosef itam et binyamin bayomer asher. He brings him, invites him to the house, Yosef, and it says, "Utvoach tavach v'hachen ki iti yochlu." What does it mean? Utvoach tavach v'hachen. Mala halan shchiteruya. The tavach v'hachen ki iti yochlu hanashim b'tzoraim. We want a tvicha which is la'achila. Afkan shchiteruya. Therefore, we only have any time shchita is a. It's considered shchita, it's shchita ruya. It's a bit more difficult than the previous one, right? I would say that Rimei's Xarashav is an easier one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you agree, but. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question news for Rimei Dami Digma Mitvach. Why has Rimei also learned from Litvach and therefore be limited to only yochlu, to what is edible, and it needs to be a shchita sheruya? So he says, no. Danin shchita mishchita, vainanin shchita mitvicha. He says, we've got a word shchita, Xarashav, we prefer to learn shchita and shchita, not suddenly explain ourselves on shchita and tvoach. So Moses says, "My nafkamina, what do we care? We've got to tell Rabbi Shmuel since before plenty times, right? This whole idea over here. This is a Gemara. We've seen it though. Makot nida yoma. Where do we learn it? Menachot. Yeah, Menachot. We learn in Menachot, right? And Horayot. We've got two Gemaras we've learned already. Menachot and Horayot." So like this, you'll remember in a second. V'shava kohen u'bar kohen. Remember that? V'shava kohen u'bar kohen. And both these words, shav and bar. So let's look at Rashi over here. V'shava kohen u'bar kohen. V'nigei batei k'tim. We're talking about when there's a tzarat in a house and the kohen comes. V'afina mina gzera shava b'trat kohenim. We learn it there in the Midrash. Ne'emar v'shava kohen. V'ne'emar u'bar kohen. Once the Torah says shav and once the Torah says bar. Ma shiva cholet v'kotze v'tach v'ten ha'shavua. Just the shiva, when he comes back, he cholets v'kotze, he takes that piece of the wall out, and he plasters the whole thing, he gives the guy 1 week, and see what's af bia. So to the bia, and kvar perishtir yafeb, I've already explained this very nicely in Eruvin. Now, if you want to see that Rashi is not making stories, and you've got Likutei Rashi on your Gemara, look down to the bottom of the page, the second line, v'shavach kohen u'bar kohen, and look how long that whole Rashi is. See that whole wrong Rashi there? So basically, Rashi piresh very nicely. Okay? So we'll carry on. So Rashi says there, I've already explained it now. So we see that the Torah's got no problem sometimes using the word shav and sometimes using the word ba. And yep, we don't exaggerate shav. So why can't you exaggerate shav? Yeah, from tvoach and from shochet. So he gives him a nice answer. He says, no, honey, mili heiched de leiket dami le. That only works well when we haven't got a word that's similar to it. Aval iket de dami le. But if there is a word like this, Rabbi Meir, why must I go look for Tvoach and Shochet when I've got Shochet and Shochet? Okay? Quite a simple answer. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, I'm reading Rabbi Shchut Echutz. So now we're on to Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that it doesn't work? Why doesn't he also learn Rabbi Meir's Gzereshave and say Shchut Echutz and therefore Tovet Benor should apply even when it's Shchitash En Re'uya? So he says, no, Danin Chulin Michulin, V'ein Danin Chulin Mikotchim. He says, no, they're not the same. We keep it in the family of Chulin and not go out. Rabbi Meir. So what's Rabbi Meir's story? Rabbi Meir says, no. Atu otov beno, but kochim, milo nihagi. He says, why? Otov beno applies to kochim as well. Remember we had the oldest question, right? Otov beno, right? Even a korban, you can't check the korban, the mother and the daughter on the same day. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's not a question of Chulin kochim. It's not Chulin kochim over here. Chulin kochim, all the same as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned. And therefore, it applies across the board and there's no problem learning one from the other. And so, and now the bright, the Gemara ends up saying, "Hainu tekam Rabbi Chia, Ra'ah Rabbi Drav Shir Rabbi Meir Botovit Beno Ushnao Belashon Chachamim." Okay. So, nonetheless, Rabbi accepted Rabbi Meir's argument that it applies in Kochim. Otherwise, he had pretty good arguments on all the sides, and therefore, Rabbi was convinced that Rabbi Meir was the one when it comes to Otovit Beno. Now we move on to Kisui Dam. And how we know Kisui Dam? Rabbi learnt Rabbi Shimon like Chachamim. Right, so now we have to understand what was behind Rabbi's decision to learn Rabbi Shimon Lakacham. It says like this. My time, Rabbi Meir, Bikisu Adam. So let's start off on the other side, right? In other words, why does Rabbi Meir, with regards to Kisu Adam, he will say that you chayiv, even though it's Shchitish and Ru'uya. Rabbi Shimon says it isn't, and Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So what's Rabbi Meir's reason for Kisu Adam? And Rabbi Shimon made Lakish. It says, Gamar, Shvicha, Shvicha, Mishchut Echutz. Right, when it comes to Shvicha on Shchut Echutz, shechting outside the Bet HaMikdash, Ma'ala halan shchitesh en ruya shma shchita. Afkan shchitesh en ruya shma shchita. We saw that pasuk before. Rabbi Shimon, why doesn't he learn it as well and call it shchita? He said, no. The pasuk adds in there, asher ye'achel. Right, Ketiv. In other words, it has to be edible, it has to be a shchita, that's ruya. So Gemara's new Rabbi Meir. What does he do with that pasuk there where it says asher ye achel? That's to be edible. It's a bit of a problem. He says no. Hahu lemeute of tamei hudata. That's for a specific reason. That's coming to tell us that asher yatzut said chayiv off asher ye achel. It only applies when it's a kosher bird. That you can't bring non-kosher birds into it. You can only hunt kosher birds. He's got a separate exclusion and need for that. It was only birds that you could eat. Those have to be tahor, not tamei. For Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, where does Rabbi Shimon learn that it has to be a tahor but not a tamei bird? If he uses asher yachel to learn that it has to be ra'ui, question clear, right? So he says, no, he says, Rabbi Shimon says, of tamei, ma tamei, why can't you eat an of tamei? Because la barachilu, there ain't a passage to tell me asher yachel, an of tamei isn't part of the bird that's supposed to eat anyhow. Right, treifa nami love barachilu. If you're not gonna treifa as well, otherwise you're gonna start end up telling me that you have to have psukim for all these sorts of things. We know dinin treifa, we know dinin of tahor, right? And therefore you're gonna tell me in a second that a treifa should also be included. Maybe we should do kisui on a treifa, right? And obviously it isn't. Okay, so basically Rabbi was convinced with Rabbi Shimon, he was convinced with Rabbi Meir, and accepted them all, and that's where we have the Mishnah coming in Chachas. Now Rabbi Abba says, when Rabbi Meir said, Shchita she'en ruya shma shchita, right, he says, Amar Rabbi Abba, lo lechol Amar Rabbi Meir, Shchita she'en ruya shma shchita. Even Rabbi Meir says that Shchita which isn't a good shchita, is still called shchita, doesn't apply in every single case. Right? He says, what we may hear, she'ain matirta b'achila. He agrees that even though it's called shchita, you can't eat it. Right? Right? Look at Rashi quickly, yeah? לא לוחה דמי מארי מאיר שמע שחית כלום פה יש דבורה מאיר שאין מתיר דבחילה ולכאן פה יש פשיטה okay I was going to, my mind I was waiting for the word to say פשיטה I was waiting to got the yet but it's not, I mean obviously it's like my passion in the world ולא לכל אמר רבי שמעון שחית שאין ראויה לו שמע שחית אלא כל דמי מאיר רבי שמעון didn't say that it's always ששחית שאין ראויה לו isn't always שחית there's some elements of the שחית which does help and what is that what Rabbi Shimon shemetahartam idayin avayla if Rabbi Shimon agree that there's no you don't need to do kisui right but it isn't an avayla right like a treifa shchuta like a treifa shchuta right treifa shchuta is no longer an avayla so Amar another Gemara analyzes what we just said Amar lo lechol Amar Rabbi Meir shchit shein ruish ma shchit bo Rabbi Meir shein matet b'chila it was a pshita what's so you know fantastic about that treifa b'shchita mi mishtaria is there anybody who says that if you got a treifa and you shecht it you can eat it no. Still necessary lot shecht we still need that Rabbi Abba why because what's the chilush Rabbi Abba l'shochet la treifa you come and shecht the treifa u'matzaba ben teisha chai and you find a 9-month old ubar in the bay in the animal and it's chai now what's going on over here remember Rabbi Meir right remember Meir we know what's Rabbi Meir we all know Rabbi Meir says that a ben teisha chai a ben pekua needs shchita right irrespective always needs shchita ben teisha chai but this is a treifa so what we say sakat at chamina hoil the am Rabbi Meir shchita she'ener u yeshma shchita Even the Rebbe says that a shchita she'ein ruin, or the shechting a treifa which is not ruya, is still considered shchita. Tahani lei shchitat imo, the shchita of the mother will help us. Velo libi libai shchita, and maybe in a case like this, you won't need shchita for the ubar, because yes, it's the mother shchita was a good shchita. Kamashmelana, look at Rashi quickly. Zakhnat Chamina. Hi, nami nishtri b'shchita ta'treifa. Maybe also be good with the treifa shchit agav imo. And the Gemara says, "Kamashman de'ena matirta ubai lemishchite v'shchita atzmo matirato k'dekamelan de'arba simanim ichshar b'rachmana b'ben teshchai." Says it's got 4 simanim. The mother's got 2. It's got 2. And either for if the work of catechist, you have to have its own, and it wouldn't work. Now, I'm not 100% sure personally. I'm trying to understand what is the Gemara's hava mina here. Rabbi Meir who says that even when the shchita is a good shchita. Would say that the child needs its own shchita. Why is there a hava amina when it isn't a good shchita that it wouldn't need its own shchita? I don't understand. Anyhow, I can't understand it. But anybody understand it?
That's why the Gemara asks. No?
But it says shchita though. Why do we still shchita? What do we need Rabbi Abba to come and tell us? Lo lechol arei mei shchita and ruya shma shchita. More arei mei she'ein matirta b'achila.
Maybe because he was saying the same thing about Rabbi Shimon. He said the same thing about
him. So now, the Gemara says Vatisbara. So the Gemara itself seems to be a bit confused. Well, Vatisbara, is he really going to say that? Right? Vatisbara? Right? Is this what Rabbi Abba wants to tell us? Baham Rabbi Meir, ben pkua ta'on shchita. Here's the question. Right? A ben pkua always. Look at Rashi. Ben pkua. Afilu hi ksheira. Even the mother's ksheira. Ta'un shchita. So the Gemara itself is stumbled by that question, right? That Rabbi Meir is telling us. That Rabbi Abba's chidush. What's this lot shchita? No. This is actually chidush. This is lot shchita. Look at Rashi, yeah? Lot shchita had Rabbi Abba. The chidush Rabbi Abba only comes to us one thing. It's for something else. Mishum de Rebbe. Because Rebbe is our issue over here. On one hand, he holds like Rabbi Meir, like we saw a few minutes ago. So God told him, but ben pkua, when it comes to ben pkua, right? Like Rabbanan, which says that a 9-month-old wouldn't need its own shchita, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no difference between 9-month-old or 8-month-old in any cases. So now, says Rashi, what would we have thought? Kevan de ben Teisha hu, b'shchidat atzmo metirato. Since it's a ben Teisha, and we see that according to Rabbi Meir, a 9-month-old, the shchita would have worked for it on its own. Afilu Rabbi Shimon, the kaiman, the perik b'heima hamakshe, arba siman ichshuei rachman, Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi sometimes holds Rabbi Meir, sometimes holds Rabbi Shimon. So we'll say that because, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that a 9-month-old ben tkua can have shchita, and Chachamim say it doesn't have shchita, it doesn't work at all. It's only the mother that shechts it, not its itself. But maybe in a case like this, because they are arba simanim, so Rabbi Shimon, who Rabbi also holds like Rabbi Shimon a bit of the time, right? Hilchach lav yerech imohu, therefore, because the shchita can work for it, so it's not really an extension of its mother. Leitzurei mishum treifot dida, that maybe which means that the mother's treifa won't affect it because it has got an extension. It has got its own identity, a past own identity. The aim of the Rebbe was that coin to Rebbe, the Savalak Rabbi Meir, who holds like Rabbi Meir in the aspect of a Tovet Beno, Tahani Leishchitat Imo, Velo Libe Leishchita, and not have to have its own Shchita's own, Tahashchutahi, right? And therefore, Kemash Melan, what? That the Shchita is a good Shchita, and therefore it won't need its own Shchita. You got it? So it's like, hell of a much more complicated than what we said originally. In other words, the problem arises is because of this Rebbe holding sometimes like Rabbi Meir and sometimes like Rabbi Shimon, so we could get stuck in the middle here of, on the one hand, Rabbi Meir says that it needs its own Shechita. Maybe Rabbi Meir, Shimon would agree because we say Arba Simanin that it can have its own Shechita. It isn't becoming a traitor with its mother, so therefore it's proof that it's not really a piece of meat of its mother because it should be trapped like its mother. So we've got this ambivalence here about this 9-month-old Ben Tkua. So now look back in the Gemara. Lord Shechet the Rebbe Savlak Rimeir Savlak Rimeir Savlak Rimeir Amar Shchitish and Ruya Shma Shchita. So the Shchitish and Ruya was the Shchita for the mother, even though it wasn't a kosher Shchita, is a Shchita nonetheless. The Savlak Rabbanan the Amar Shchita Imo Metarto, and we see nonetheless like Rabbanan that the Shchita of this mother is Metarher than the Veila. Kaven the Amu Rabbanan Shchita Imo Metarto Tahani Le Shchita Imo Velo Li Bai Shchita. Kamash Melan, that it seems like over here, contra Rabbi Meir, we would still need the Shechita. That's how I learned it. It's a bit complicated, but I think that's basically great. Are you smiling? Huh? Does it make sense? I think that's the way that we have to learn this. Everybody happy? Can we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I really just wanted to get over it. Okay. So now the Gemara now goes back to Rabbi Shimon. Right? Remember that Rabbi Abba said that Lo lechol Amar Rabbi Meir shchitah she'eruya, and Lo lechol Amar Rabbi Shimon shchitah she'eruya lo shmei shchitah. Now, but Lo lechol Amar Rabbi Shimon shchitah she'eruya lo shmei shchitah. Right? More Rabbi Shimon she'metaharta midai nevela, and there Rabbi Shimon says, so once again pshita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, right? Va'amir Rav matnita tana. So some say Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Some say we learn in a brighter. V'chiyamut bin Abahema. The pasuk says v'chiyamut min habehema, right? What do we min habehema? Miktzat behema. We've seen this before, by the way. That's right. We've seen it a few times. Yeah, el ayin dalid. We've seen it before, right? Miktzat behema metama u'miktzat behema metama ve'ezozo zo treifa sheshachta. So we know that the pasuk says v'chiyamut min habehema, right? Look at the whole pasuk. V'chiyamut min habehema shehim nem lochla hanogem b'vata yitama. So on some of your nevelas you'll be tamei. Some of you won't be tamei. Which is the one that you won't be tamei? A treifa shenishchat. So we know already, we've got a brighter. What do we need the chidushi of Rabbi Abba telling us that it's metame ben nevela? Metame midei nevela. So we said, Lord Shechina, we're doing it. Well, it is a chidush nonetheless. Why? Le shochet et ha-treifa. If you shechted the treifa, vehi chulin ba'azara. Which you went and you shechted in the azara, chulin, which, and it became a treifa. Right, so now what is going on over here? The Tanya, we've got a brighter, Shochet in a treifa, v'chen a shochet v'nim tzei treifa. So either you shechta which was a treifa, or you shechta which you found to become a treifa. Look at Rashi here. Et a treifa gegon nechtechu raglea treifot anikar. It's an obvious treifa. Or nim tzei treifa b'bnei ma'an. You opened it up, you took it aside, you saw it was a treifa. V'zeh v'zeh chulin bazara. In both these cases, this is chulin in the Azara. Now, Rabbi Shimon Matir Bahana'a V'chachamim Oshim. Rabbi Shimon says that this chulin, which was shechted in the Azara, is mutar bahana'a. Look at Rashi, what's going on here? What do you mean mutar bahana'a? Remember, it's a chulin which you shechted as an aveira in the Azara, because you only meant to shech chulin in the Azara, right? Look at Rashi, we are matir bahana'a. Why is he matir the hand? Remember, we're saying, Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Al is saying over here, that Rabbi Shimon said, the shechita she'ein rui eloshmei shechita, even he would agree that sometimes, even though it's loshmei shechita, it's metahir. So the shechita has still got redeeming features. Thank you, that's what I'm looking for, right? Redeeming features. Right? So it's a Rashi, matir bahana'a, look at Rashi over here. The shechita she'ein rui eloshmei shechita, velo karine behu chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. So now, if it's not a shchita ruya, so you aren't over on shchita ba'azara, because not shchita.
So you can never be over that.
According to Rabbi Shimon, you can never be over. You can never be over shchita ba'azara, right? And as a result of that, you mutar bahana, because even with shchita ba'azara, which you were over, so it becomes asur bahana. Here, the shchita was ein ruya, so it was not shmei shchita, so therefore it wasn't shchita. You aren't over, therefore it's mutar bahana. You can't. It might not be advisable, but the best thing, you might be able to eat that one, because it's shchita, right? But you can give it to the dogs, or you can sell it, you can do whatever you can, give it to goy. Right, why is that, says Rashi, that is vicha kativ behu, ki ruchak vizavachta berichuk makom atazobach. Right, so because you need zvicha. I suppose, okay, whatever, vichachamim osher. So now, salkada dachamina, what would we have thought? Hoyil b'Rabbi Shimon mutar bahana'a. Since Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutar bahana'a, al melav shchita hiklal. Therefore, it's not shchita at all. Right? So if it isn't shchita, what do we say? We say treifa shchuta is not metame. If it wasn't shchita at all, so you can't be called a treifa shchuta. So therefore, it must be metame. Right? Eim emidin nevel, nevel metahara. That's what we would have thought. So that's why we have to have Rabbi Abba who comes along and says that Rabbi Shimon, even though he says ein shchuta, he would agree that the shchita is metara midat avela. Okay, we're going to go to Kamash Malan, then it would be. So now we're off the topic. Amar Papa Abaya, v'sava Rabbi Shimon chulin pa'azara deoraitehi. Right? He says over here, are you telling me that according to Papa, the Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that this chulin ba'azara is an issur d'oraita? Look at Rashi, yeah? So Rabbi Shimon, chulin shenishchu ba'azara d'oraita mi v'zavachta, right? Because you brought the pasuk earlier on, he says, because we've got a pasuk, v'zavicha kativ bahu, k'de pashitin de kebai shchita ra'uya, we have to have shchita ra'uya. Now the Haggadot here of Maharav Ranchburg changes this here. He says, not de'i rabbanan, ela de'i midrabbanan. Right? When we discuss it here, is it d'oraita? Is it the Rabbana? So he says, you see the Aleph over there? Rashi Ramatka Vasav Rabbi Shimon Chulin Vachulish Chitash Erusha Milat Rabbana Nimchak Venirabi Mid the Rabbana. Okay, you got it? He says like this. I read like this. If the whole reason of Chulin Vazari is only the Rabbanan, the time of the Asirei, and why do we asur it? Because of basically a married eye. Mishum demand the chazi de nishchetu bifnim. Person will see you shechting a chulin bifnim. Savar kodshim ninu. You'll think that you actually it's kodshim because why else would you be inside the Bela Midrash? The chazi de ka'achli lehu bechutz. They're going to see you eating it outside. He's going to say, what's going on over here? V'ati de mishrei achilat kodshim bechutz. He's like, you can eat kodshim outside. Right? So now, if it's the Rabbanan, so then, and the whole reason is exaggerated, that people are going to see you behaving in a way where you shecht inside, eat outside. So then, mali ru'uya, mali en ru'uya. Why do I care if it's a shchita, a good shchita or a bad shchita? The issue of bright eyes still applies.
Either way.
So if Rabbi Shimon tells you matir bahana'a, they see you shechting inside, right? And it's an issue of Rabbanan. If that's what Rabbanan meant, we wouldn't be able to be okay. So it must be from here that Rabbi Shimon obviously the opinion that this issue of azar must be a deraita. And not exair of a drabbanan because of married eye. Right? Ha atil et nuya bekochim shlur. Exactly. Right? So amalein, yes. He says it's the writer. Vahatnan, we've got a Mishnah. Normally the vahatnan would be a question, right? Vahatnan, we've got a Mishnah says differently. So that's why Rashi says over here, in vahatnan benichuta. See that Rashi? He says benichuta. Right? In other words, it's not a question. It's just the Gemara is just carrying on. Amalein vahatnan, Rishim Lomer. Chulin shechitu ba'azara, yishrafu ba'esh. Rabbi Shimon says, v'yachulin shishrafu ba'azara nishrafu ba'esh. V'chein chaya shenishchata ba'azara. And so we quote the Mishnah here, that chulin shenishchatu ba'azara nishrafu ba'esh, v'chein chaya shenishchata ba'azara. Right, and so likewise, a chaya, which is nishchata ba'azara. Before we get on to the second, a little bit of a problem over here, right? Because Rabbi Shimon says, shishrafu ba'esh, and yeah, he says, mutar ba'ana.
Right.
A bit of a steal. The Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered by that, right? But it's definitely needs explanation.
Sitosfot.
Right? Tosfot. Is he saying Sitosfot?
Hainu.
Gzairina. Okay. You know what? We've got a. How long are we doing over here? I thought we were running so early, but we're not. Okay. Yeah, we are. We're doing okay. Let's see how we do for time. We're doing Tosfot. Okay. I just noticed it now. Actually, the steer. I didn't notice it last night. All right. Now, now the chaya. Look at Rashi there. Afal gav dechule al meyadei delav kochiminu. See, because if we want to say that a behema is a drabanan, and why can't you shecht a chulin in the azara? People will see you shechting an animal, and you'll go out and eat. I think I eat kochim b'chutz. But a chaya, everybody knows that there's no such thing as a chaya kochim. A chaya is only not kochim. So if someone sees you eat shechting a chaya in the azara, can they possibly think that it's mutar to eat kochim outside? They know that a chaya is not kochim. So the fact that the Mishnah says chaya as well as a behema implies that it's a doraita, not a drabana. That's what Gemara says. Iya might be shlomo doraita. If you're going to tell me doraita, how did the gashrin and chaya atu behema? That's why the Torah says it makes no difference across the board. Chaya atu behema, right? Eleia ma drabanan, but if it's a drabanan, the issue of shchutei of chulin ba'azara. So then we got two issues over here. Behema ma taima, was a behema asur? Dil ma'ati lemechal kochim b'chutz, because you might come to eat kochim b'chutz. Aye, that's the case. He guf gzeira. Then that itself, the behema is a gzeira. What va'ana nekum v'nigzum gzeira l'gzeira? Then it means that the behema itself is a gzeira. And now he's saying also a chaya. So a chaya is a gzeira on a gzeira. We know, ain't gozrin gzeira on gzeira. Clear? Right, Michael? Mm-hmm. Right? So the Gemara ends off over there, and that's basically the conclusion that it must be a doraita, can't be a drabanan, for all those reasons. Now the Gemara brings a ma'aseh over here. Rabbi Chiya nafala yaniva bechitne. So what's a yaniva? Rashi says yaniva is a tola'at ha'ochedet pishtan. Taish beloas. So it's a worm that eats the flax. Now we'll see, we're discussing here in a second, where did this worm fall? Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, just a little bit above the halfway mark, Rabbeinu Gershom. It says yaniva bechitne. See, yaniva, he says he calls it a taina. So Rashi calls it a taish. He says it's a tiana belaz. And he says, klomar, ha-pishtan. Have you all got that Rabbeinu Gershom there? It's just, it's like, I'm in the middle of the Tosfot, Ein Vat 9. It starts there, yaniva taina, the two dots there, the first the word is behema. You got it? Right? So yaniva tiana belaz, klomar, ha-pishtan, haya b'mishre. Remember, like, because flax is very hard. So you've got to soak it for many, many hours in water to soften it, right? In liquid. Haya b'mishre, b'toch ha-mayim. Ulesham havat bay yeniva, and this worm fell into the water. Okay, now the guy's worried that he's got this worms in his water, and they're going to eat his flax. So now, after the Kamed Rebbe comes to Rebbe, and Rebbe seems to be a worldly guy. He says to him, "Amarle shkol ofa, go take a bird, ushchot al bubita de maya, right, and shecht it there into the water. Look at Rashi, al bubita maya." Go and shech the animal on this water there, and what's going to happen? Look at the Gemara. Demorach dama from Meriach, right? It'll smell, the worm will smell the blood. Rashi says, Demorach dama, Yareach hatola'at, Veshavikle, right? Veyivrach, and it'll run away, says Rashi. Why? Shesonehu ledam off. This worm hates the bird, the blood of birds, and it'll scare it away. Right? In other words, this is your first type of poison, right? You put poison and scare the worms away. Shech the animal. The word he uses is shchot. So Gemara says, "How can he shech like this on the water?" Right, so the Rashi helps us understand what's the question. The law michsele.
Who's the cover?
You got a cover. You're shechting a bird. A bird is chayev in kisui. Right? Hechi avid. Vatanya, we haven't got a brighter. Hashochet. If you're shechting, and we saw this earlier on, the very beginning of Asuga, on Kaf Zai. Right? Hashochet v'tzarich ladam. If you're shechting an animal, and the reason you're shechting, because you need is dam. Right, look at Rashi there, but shechting dam kegonze, like akai savia. Why are you shechting the bird? Because you want the blood to scare away the insect. But shechting dam chayav lechasot. But you got a problem. You got to do kisui. So keitzad yasid baratz. The baratz give us a solution. Yeah, how do you do it? Or nochro or okro. Remember at the end of our Mishnah, we had the bottom here. Nocher v'hamaker patur milechasot. Remember that.
Right.
So that's the baratz telling us. No problem. You do nechira or you do akira. Take out it, kill it, in other words, out of shechita, and you've got absolutely no problem whatsoever. So why did Rebbe tell him over here to go and do shechita? Right. So Gemara gives like this. It's Kiatra Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he says, Rebbe didn't actually say, tsei ushchot. Rebbe said, tsei trof. Make it into a treifa. Okay? Look at Rashi here, tsei trof. Asahu tchila treifa, first make it into a treifa, va'achar kach shchot, and then you can shecht it. Why? The tahave shchita she'en eruya. It's a shchita she'en eruya, and it's she'en eruya. We know that halacha Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to cover the blood. Right? That is what Rav Dimi said. Ki ata Rabin, Rabin came from Israel, and he said, Rabbi didn't say tsei trof, he said, Rabbi said tsei nechor. Tsei nechor amalei. Right? He said, say nechor. So now, Rashi adds in the Bible, he said, say trof amalei Rebbe Rabbi Chia. Now, this was Rebbe said to Rabbi Chia when he came to ask the question. So now, the Gemara says as follows. Lemand amar say trof, according to Rav Dimi, who said say trof, ma taimer lo amar say nechor. Why didn't he say, like, Rabin, say nechor? In other words, what's the difference here between say trof and say nechor? So now the Gemara says, possibly, what's the difference? You might think that Rav Dimi, said say trof. He might say, listen, there's no real shchita of min haTorah, and therefore nechirato zohi shchitato. Nechira, just cutting out the simanim, that is itself shchita. If we actually achieve anything, because that's we're back to shchita. So therefore, it's the same as saying say shchot. So therefore, he had to say to you, say trof first. Right, look at Rashi there. Zohi shchitato, but shchikisu wouldn't help us. We'd be back to square one. Right? Vatanya, but how can that be? We've got a brayta that says of Rebbe Omer, Kasher tziviticha, that the pasuk over there, right, which is in Dvarim, ki yirchak bimcha makom asher yivcha Hashem lekecha, we saw the other pasuk the other day. This is the heter, to eat meat. I don't need to come to the Beit HaMikdash to shecht it first. The pasuk says, Sham v'zavachta b'karecha v'tzunecha asher yudu zvicha asher tzavicha kasher tziviticha like I commanded you v'achalta b'sharecha b'chol avatecha. What does it mean kasher tziviticha? Kasher tziviticha v'lamed, says Rebbe, sh'nichtava Moshe ala veshet v'ala kane v'arov echad b'of, arov shnayim, he taught him with the din of simanim. In other words, look at Rashi, michlal sh'nichtava ba'al peh hilchot shchita sh'arei b'torah lo matzilu sh'tziva. We ordered in the Torah, but it's still a doraita over here. It's aloha le Moshe v'sinei. We're talking about Moshe v'sinei. So how can we say that he could have thought that Nechira is the Shechita? It's pashut that there's dinim in Shechita, and Shechita applies, and Moshe Rabbeinu got the laws. So he answers in, he said, lo mebayi kamar. Okay, we've seen this answer plenty of times. What do you mean lo kabayi, lo mebayi? That's like obvious, he says. Lo mebayi tzei nechor delav Shechita hiklau. He never said to him tzei nechor, which isn't Shechita at all. There'd be no chirish, that's pashut. Aval tzei teruf, right? He says to him, tzei teruf, go and do treifa. And you see from there that even, in other words, there's an extra limud across the board over here, that by saying tzei teruf, right, we see over here what? A meshchita she'en ruah shma shchita. We might have thought that even though it's a shchita she'en ruah, it's still a shchita, and therefore, v'li ba'i kisu, you'd have to use dam. Kemashmalan, then once it's a treifa, it's a shchita she'en ruya. If it's a shchita she'en ruya, you don't have to do kisui, and that's why he said it to him. Look at Rashi, lo yibayik amar Rav Dimi mode hu benechira delo bayik kisui. He agrees that nechira is not a shchita. He accepts that there is shechita b'min hashamay, right? But in Yom Kippur, el hachi amar b'dimi, tetzei terof sagia, v'choshech ein, betzei nechor. How much more say nechor? And el hach, aim ezoi shechitato, kamash belan, tzei nechar, v'ribi letamid amar yesh shechita l'of, mikashet zivitichah. Okay, end of that.